Okay, we'll be back with more of this craziness, but right now, let's check in again with Bobby for another update. Hey, Bobby, what's happening?
All right, thanks a lot, Shirley. So, we're putting the spotlight this morning on the residents in Ward 8. There's an effort underway to get input from the community on what you would like to see in your community moving forward. So my guest is the facilitator of the Ward 8 Community Economic Development Planning Process, Mr. Mustafa Abdul Salam. So Mustafa, talk about why this effort is so important and what do you need the residents in Ward 8 to do?
Well, we want them to really be engaged because at this point, the more residents we have participate in the planning process, the stronger the planning process is going to be. The problem that we have right now is that we don't have a plan for the community. And when you don't have a plan, it's easy for someone to create a plan for you. And usually those plans are not your best interest. So a plan would allow us to project where we want to be at in the next 5, 10, 20 years, and to ensure that our children and our grandchildren have a sense of direction of vision that will allow them not only to stay in place in Ward 8, but thrive and improve the economic development situation for the community and individuals and families.
So for those who would like more information and to get involved, give us a website they can go to.
That's www.ward8cedplan.com.
Fantastic. Mustafa, I want to thank you very much for all the great work you're putting in and pouring back into the community, helping the residents in Ward 8. Great job as always.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. That's Mustafa Abdul Salam, the facilitator for the Ward 8 Community Economic Development Planning Process. Now, if you would like more information about this process, you can also go to our website over at whur.com. Right now, time to take a look at traffic. Tony, you got it.